Gracias, señor vicepresidente.
Thank you, Vice Chair. We've taken note of the presentation to national protection. This highlights, inter alia, the political concerns as well as practices, and it refers also to experiences and solutions for refugees. We highlight the importance of the 1951 Convention, its protocol to ensure an international protection response. And we restate our position as regards the mandate there, which sets out clearly what we understand by refugee. We're concerned that laxist interpretations mix up asylum seeker, migrant, and refugees, as well as others. They are differentiated legal systems. There seems to be this tend to merge these terms. It is very difficult for the legal framework, particularly bearing in mind the Global Refugee Forum and the Compact. In this regards, we reject the fact that a category has been created of peoples of interest, in other words, Venezuelans abroad. This is not a question of displaced persons, nor can they be categorized as refugees, even less the fact that their protection is under UNHCR. My country agrees that it's vital that any person who is facing persecution or any serious risk should be able to avail themselves of protection under international law, particularly international refugee law, as is the case with the Colombian conflict, which is also sparked IDPs and all kinds of refugees in the Caribbean area. My country has taken in so many Colombians who have entered our country without any discrimination. They've been incorporated in all kinds of social Venezuelan programs, access to food, education, housing, inter alia. And given the high number of those individuals, we've never heard UNHCR express concern on this. It's very important that these people are properly identified, in the words, those who really need international protection in line with applicable international rules. Those reports on Venezuela are wrong scientifically and logically. It is biased, and it is not conducted in a way that it shows the migratory flow, the flows properly. We are seeing an increasing number of economic instability and political instability. That's what's been said, and yet it is not methodologically underpinned. It is politicized, and it is really straying away from reality. In the most recent report updating on UNHCR activities, it says that migrant refugees accounted for 5.7 million individuals globally, Venezuelans that is, in September 2021, 80% of which were hosted in Latin American Caribbean countries. Subsequently, in the same report, you say of the 5.5 million Venezuelans, 171,000 were recognized as refugees, whereas the 850,000 asylum requests were submitted globally. So 2.7 million got residency permits as regular. This means that our delegation would like us to clarify the following. If out of these they were recognized as refugees and just 850,000 requested asylum, what would be the status of the remaining 4 million? Are they economic migrants? If so, why are you in ACNUR determined to incorporate them as refugees, thereby asking for more resources for these people who don't enjoy a mandate? These figures are therefore depriving those people who really do need international protection. Venezuela sees with concern that UNHCR doesn't talk about the deep-seated causes of this. In the case of Venezuelan persons who are economic migrants mainly, you make political and ideological statements saying that it's political and economic instability that's the cause, no analysis of the initiatives that have caused these flows, namely illegal, criminal, unilateral, coercive measures imposed by the United States, violating the UN Charter and international law. My delegation would also like to say that this report ignores other issues. There are many people who want to go back to Venezuela, and some countries aren't providing them real guarantees. We're seeing the high index of racism, xenophobia in those countries taking in migrants. The Venezuelan government is a victim of unilateral criminal measures. We have a return to the homeland plan, allowing them to come back with decency. There are millions who want to come back to Venezuela, their homeland. We've asked for support for this plan. We've had no response from UNHCR in that regard. To conclude, the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela would like to reject what happened in September 2021 in the city of Iquique in Chile. Chileans simply set fire to the belongings of Venezuelans who were there, who were very vulnerably publicly expecting the psychological support, health of our co-nationals. UNHCR needs to address these continuous xenophobic acts against our co-nationals. It's the duty of states to guarantee international protection and strict compliance with human rights law. Thank you.